always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Don Christian, and I got another new host from Yada Da King Radio, man. He's hopping on with us. Man, he was running a little late today, man.
Yeah, in the traffic.
He had that traffic, but man, let me introduce to you my homeboy DJ Kingdom 7. Say what's up to all the people.
Hey, how y'all doing out there? This is DJ Kingdom 7, L-I-V-E, live on Yada Da King Radio.
That's what's up, man. And tell the people real quick, man, just for those that are wondering, man, where is he getting these people from? You know what I'm saying? Tell them a little bit about where you from and a little bit about your story real quick, man.
Well, the people we be trying to get on, man, is basically I'm from the East Coast,
yeah.
Virginia, seven cities. And there's a lot of great musicians, mm-hmm. artists in an area that is not getting their recognition. So based upon me coming to the Seattle area, you know, I said, hey, let me try to get some of the seven cities people and East Coast people to the West,
yeah.
and let the West get to the East.
Right.
So, you know, that's how we get it in.
That's what's up, man. And tell them a little bit about your story, man.
Oh, man. Well, you know, it started back, you know, long time ago. I didn't say how long that was, but you know, God gave me this vision for a lot of things, and I just didn't know how to get it done. And over the years, over the trials and tribulations of life, man, you know, I found myself in bad situations. And so finally, you know, I finally gave myself to the Lord.
Yeah.
And then the mission just kept going from there. I just came back from Iraq, you know, I'm a soldier, and God gave me the vision again. He said, hey, you need to run with the vision.
Yeah.
So here I am with the radio show and dealing with doing some record label things.
Yeah.
And just trying to keep, you know, God's name uplifted through the music, through all kinds of inspiration and praise.
Yeah. Dope, man. So you know what it is. It's your boy Don Christian. We chilling. We're going to get it in with Daily today, man. And he's a... man, going through a transition, man, and we're gonna talk about that. We actually gonna talk about the topic today, which is led by faith, making sure that our hearts and our souls are really led by Christ and Christ alone, not how we feel, but by faith. You know what I'm saying? Not sight, but faith. And check it out, man. I got a new joint from the homie Israel from his brand new mixtape, just came out this Tuesday, just passed. And this song is called "Let's Get Wasted." And listen to what he's talking about on Yada Da King Radio. Chia!
Yeah. How's everybody doing? Hey, yo. I'm trying to get wasted tonight. You know what I mean? Who's with me? Oh, my bad. Hold on. Let me explain. Listen close. Look, I lost the grip on life. I'm out to be used by the end of the night. Send me y'all go, no delay on the flight. Buying, serving on my own, I was bought with a price. Can't pass, I accept, won't refuse the cup. Drink it up, homie, so full, but I ain't had enough. Let's get wasted, keep the bud, I don't need a buzz. I'm Bill Withers on the track, don't use me up. That's all I care to be, keep on using me. Till I'm all empty, family's reading from my eulogy. Take it, it's yours, Lord, it's crazy, I ain't used to me. I just think it's so cold, snow cone, 2 degrees. My peers think I'm crazy like the kids lost. Top gun, mind blown, I ain't take the roof off. They'll never make me out like a prank haul. I make moves for the kingdom. U-Haul, yeah, I'll be a hypodermic needle. Stick me in the veins of my culture till they fiend you. I'm all about what you about, I'm out to please you. In the field going hard to do, see true. Yeah, they calling confused cause I still refuse. The work's plentiful, homie, but the labor's few. Saints are hard to find like a black jewel. So I'm going up for Christ, cashews. Lifeline is only a lifetime, so I had to grab a couple dudes with some like minds. Used to hit the strip going in with my sight blind. On my William Shatner treating Christ like he Christ. punchline, I ain't lying. Girls weed and some Pat Ryan. Try to have that light, but my offer was declined. God's ways ain't like mine, the Father would refine. Through the blood of Christ, you hung for men like a clothesline. So let's grind, that's why I'm going in. No games, play to win. Give it all I got, here to serve till the bitter end. The world I will offend, they love sin. Then again, if they hated Jesus, we ain't blending just to keep a friend. No hoax, don't choke, ain't blowing smoke. We on duty like them plain clothes, take notes. Exhaust everything, nothing less, nothing more. Lose it up for Christ, yes, this is what we live. Go, go, that's the mandate. Find a time to friend, go in like it's your birthday. It's suck, get wasted. Go, 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 get wasted. They can never get enough, get the gospel straight up. Go on, empty out your cup, watch them fill you back up. Go, get wasted. Let's get wasted. Go, go, that's the mandate. Find a time to friend, go in like it's your birthday. It's suck. Let's get wasted. Let's get wasted. Yeah, they can never get enough. Get the gospel straight up. Go on and empty out your cup. Watch them fill you back up. Don't get wasted. Get wasted. Tomorrow we gon' do it again. Tomorrow we gon' do it again. Keep serving, man. Exhaust everything. At the end of each day, you should have exhausted every resource, every opportunity to serve the Lord.
Yeah, Eastside, LOD Music, baby. Spitting this street gospel like only I could do it. We back. I infiltrate the game, stepping through like a T-Rex. Watch out. Cross you with the word, put you on the bench. Who's next? Phenomenal, miraculous for the cheese in the club. I serve God with a swagger, so the streets show me love. I'm the El Presidente, you can call me the coach. I pastor to these streets, and these thugs blowing weed smoke. I don't play when I spit, cause God got me on a mission. Now you needin' help, so you need an intervention. They done let this dog out. I'm loose without a muzzle, like a pit train to fight. I'm ready for the rumble, keep it gutter for the street. That's the LOD motto. The movement has began, now it's up to you to follow. The game is cutthroat, whether you spit for God or not. Whether you moving bricks from state to state or standing on the block. It's God who called the shots, and he sent me on this hit. I'm back for the first time, hope you remember this.
You've been waiting patiently, waiting for sob to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for. Been waiting patiently, waiting for sob to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for.
I've made my own lane, and that's why people like me. You can't cook and cut me, so don't you try to bite me. But they still be hating on me, even in the church. Cause Aesop ain't perfect and out of disrepair dirt. But I still roll with hitters, we just hit a different way. I pray for God to give me strength to rep me my debate. Where the youngsters getting hyphy, popping pills and fizzing. This is how it goes down, and this is how they live it. But I'm representing Jesus, still giving you a shot. I'm throwing you a lifeline when the album drops. You can brag about your jewels, your money and your whips. But does that really matter if you land in the ditch? I got dudes that's hungry, AQ is on the track. To supply the heat I need to put me back up on the map. The game need me like a fiend need crack. So I serve you with a dose and I have you coming back.
You've been waiting patiently, waiting for sob to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for. Been waiting patiently, waiting for sob to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for.
I've been absent for a minute, little older, but I'm wiser. I can fall into a trap, but I escape like MacGyver. Some people play theyself when they turn their back on sight. God picked me up, still screaming, Jesus rocks. Jesus Christ the Messiah, healed the sick and raised the dead. So don't give up, keep your head up to my homies in the feds. I'm not a bubblegum rapper, it's reality with truth. My game faces on when I step into the booth. I got to feed my kids, I'm investing buying stocks. Time to give your life to Christ, stop living for the block. I'm giving you the business, put the smack down like rock. You in a bad predicament like in the movie Saw. I go hard in the paint like Omari Stoudemire. For God I'm in the zone, I can't miss, I'm on fire. I'm running through the middle with a style that is sick. You can brag about your money, but you still shoot bricks.
You've been waiting patiently, waiting for sob to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for. You've been waiting waiting, patiently waiting for sap to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for.
Kingdom City Records present Dre Senior, The Maturation, available at DreSeniorMusic.com.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman. Everybody, you think I'm
dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com
and iTunes.
I'm proceeding with caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making the effort.
Featuring Tadashi, Pro, R. Swift,
One Life,
Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83.
Dre Senior,
November 9th.
The Maturation.
Trials in life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning
so He can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Someone to a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
Prince of Peace Productions presents
Detroit's very own
Only One Way
with their hit leading single,
I Get It In.
You gotta get it in like the letter at the end.
Consecrate, fast, pray, worship.
Only one way, breakthrough.
The CD also includes hits like
Ready for Whatever.
Ready.
Breakthrough is a powerful CD for today's generation. You can go pick that up on iTunes.
O1WMusic.com.
Breakthrough.
Get yours today.
Yo, that song was Aesop. This is that song, or the song artist was Aesop. The song was called You've Been Waiting. Man, and I've been waiting for a new joint from Aesop, man. He been, you know what I'm saying, from the West Coast. He's a big dude. He's been doing stuff for a while, and he's just getting back into the groove of things, man. But speaking of the groove, I got somebody that been in the groove for a while, man. His name is Day Lee, man, and we getting it in right now. And Day Lee, this is what we love to do. And I'm going to show DJ Kingdom 7 how we do it. You know what I'm saying? We talk about your testimony here on Yada Da King Radio. We want you to share how God saved you and how He is continually making you into His image today.
All right. That's what's up, man. All right. So I guess I'll start off with how He saved me. Well, I was raised, I don't like to say in the church, but we definitely went to church, and we were the Christian family in the neighborhood, Huntersville, VA, what up?
Yeah.
And I would say at 16, that's when I really made it my own faith, and I really, came to the end of myself and really saw that I needed His grace and I needed His love. It wasn't anything within myself that I could do to, you know, satisfy the hunger in myself. So that's when I really made it real to me and took that leap of faith at 16. And ever since, I've been going pretty strong courses of journey. Every day isn't like the other one or yesterday. So, and again, I mean, right now the Lord is doing big changes in my life.
Yeah.
As a lot of people have seen on my website, but I guess my life mission statement is I'm a reflection, not a distraction. So in everything I do, any challenges I face, I always strive to be a reflection and not distract people with my own self. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's definitely a big thing as far as me being an artist also, because it's real easy to be a distraction, be another flashing light on stage or wherever you may be, and take the shine off who should be getting it.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a dope motto to have, you know what I'm saying? Just saying, hey, okay, I'm gonna make sure that I'm a reflection and not a distraction. Now let's talk about that since you brought that up. How do you do that?
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? How do you not not be a distraction?
Ah, bruh. It can be hard, man. I mean, I guess. And even that motto, man, that came up, maybe 3 years ago, man, just thinking about who am I as an artist? Who is God molding me into being? And I've always, I'm a real low-key type dude, maybe 95% of the time, for real. The whole artist and stage type thing is really out of my element, but I saw it as something God using to help me grow. So the whole reflecting aspect, I mean, I pretty much see it as, okay, David, you play the low and let me shine, you know, through what I give you. And that may be my music, my production, that may be even my job. It may be even relationships, you know what I'm saying, to where, okay, David, who you are and even the flesh that you wear,
yeah,
it falls short. Okay, put that on the low, let me decrease, and let the Lord increase through that reflection. So, I mean, it's a challenge, no doubt, day to day. But that's just my aim, man. That's my aim.
No, that's what's up.
Hey, Daily, man, I got a question for you. Since you're from the VA area, man, who have you collabed with in the VA area before you moved to Charlotte, when you first started out rapping?
Before I moved to Charlotte, well, actually, I was maybe producing for 3 years before I moved to Charlotte, and I had only started writing and really recording for maybe less than a year before I moved, so I didn't have much time to collab. But off the top of my head, I know my man Mario, who was just a friend across the street, and we were just playing around. And then also my dude, Say So, who was on the Reason mixtape,
yeah,
and my man Luis Valdez. So just those two guys, well, those three guys, that's about it, man. I mean, ever since I moved here, I've collabed with another guy whose name is Quaz, who actually just moved to Charlotte.
Yeah.
Other than that, I haven't, and I guess, well, last year, 2010, I collabed with a dude named Simo, who's he's a pretty ill singer. He's up and coming.
Yep.
But other than that, I think that's about it from VA, man.
Man, awesome, man.
I'm not as in touch with the scene as I wish I was.
Okay.
VA.
All right, so now you in Charlotte and you all in that music scene. Have you ever got it on? What places did you sing at there? Or have you even thought about collabing with like Cynthia Jones? Cause she up in that Charlotte, North Carolina, Durham, Raleigh area.
You say Cynthia Jones?
Cynthia Jones.
I have never heard of Cynthia Jones.
Really? But she's one of the major artists, like neo soul gospel artists up in that region.
Okay, Cynthia Jones. Let me jot that down. Look up later.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, he didn't know that Yada.King Radio was gonna make him do some research. Hey, we found somebody in your own backyard, and you know, my man. Like I said, my man DJ Kingdom 7. He get it in with a lot of people. So I knew he was gonna know somebody, and he was gonna make you look, man. You know, because he got me looking. He got me searching. He's like, yo, let's get this person on the show, and I'm like, man. Okay, man, well, give me a list, because you know what I'm saying, you're giving me a lot. But check this out, man. We're going to go to your song, One Reason, the remix. Tell them a little bit about this joint right here.
Give you one reason, yeah. That was like the lead single off my mixtape, The Reason. If you ain't got it, still a free download. I'm sure you can find it on a little bit of this site, that site. But pretty much boiling it down, man. The reason was my introduction to the music scene. It was like, okay, the one reason why I'm doing this is not because I want to shine or I want to show my rapping skills, but it's to glorify God, plain and simple. So that's that one reason.
Awesome, man. So you know what we're going to do? Daily, song called One Reason, the remix. Let's get it in on Yada.King Radio.
Let's go. Give you one reason.
Oh. Featuring C-Mo.
Can I give you one reason? Oh, yeah. Can I give you one reason? Oh yeah, and I give you one reason. Oh yeah, yo, 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 I give you one reason. Oh yeah, then I give you one reason. Why I do what I do, why I say what I say, and I walk how I walk, cause yo, that's me, you know, Daily. Or maybe you don't, but that's just fine with me. So back to that one reason that got us all breathing. Open up my eyes so we can keep seeing another day, and hopefully another way that we can live our lives rather than hypnotized. Baby, nah, this ain't Biggie. And man, I got sense, but this ain't 50. This
this only took three. Come on, stay with me. One, two, life on a three. Now do you get me? But man, if you don't, I give it quite simply. Christ's love is the reason why I'm believing that he rose for me so I can receive him. And I stay grinding till the day when I'ma see him.
And I give you one reason. Oh, yeah. 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 Yo, 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 I give you one reason. Oh, yeah. And I give you one reason.
Reason to listen. Good music from the heart, that's what the world's been missing. Off the gift I'll be wishing, off the gift that was given from the giver of life.
That's right.
I got a king's blood in my veins. Got the industry gassed up like it's octane. Kingdom music about to blow like it's propane. And God's agenda taking off like an airplane. Yeah, you can make a noise every time we move. My confidence is in Christ, ain't got nothing to prove. You can either worship or you can step to. This music banging up this 15-inch bass too.
And you don't even have to know my name.
My identity, or where I came. But inside of me, a burning flame. To blow up the stage of Christ's
name. And I give you one reason, oh yeah. 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 Yo, 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 I give you one reason.
Okay. Can I get into one?
And I give you one reason.
Yeah, from one stage, through one mic, I speak one Christ to pay one price to save one's life. And he fought one fight to make darkness light. It only took one bite to bring struggle to life. It only took one rib to give man his wife. Only took one God to have one son, one Holy Spirit, and the three in one was done. Jay's coming back in the blinking of an eye. No super gluing this when the king cracked the sky. But the saints is bye-bye, it's time for us to ride. Caught up in the air, man, I know I can fly. No R. Kellyan, but I am an alien. This is not Wayne's world, stop sucking helium. World's heads in the cloud, beating hell, burning them. Let me give you what you need, that's that one reason, friend.
Binky, T, holla, let's go.
They said I'll never make it. Yes, they all doubted me. But God prepared a table before my enemies. Now I'm stronger than brick, than mountain. You thought that it was over, but you lose, I win, I'm a champion.
I'm never gonna leave, and I'm never losing, and I'm never gonna be. Ever since the Father gave his son for me, I'm free. And who are you to say otherwise? I'm a champ, you just hang with them other guys. You look tired, let me sing you a lullaby while I change into a butterfly. Man, they hopping from crisis to crisis, and I go from crisis to Christ is. And every time I get up on a mic, kid, I'ma make you understand what life is.
Now that I'm stronger, didn't break, didn't bow again. You thought that it was over, but you lose, I win, I'm a champion. So now that I'm stronger, didn't break, didn't bow again. You thought that it was over, but you lose, I win, I'm a champion.
What's that? I can't hear you from these skyscrapers, but you're bound to get a shout out. Hi, haters. Front page of the morning paper. I see you stalking me. I'm not a fan of your work. Pardon me. See, I'm more on the winning side with the same friends who I can identify. And we stay so cold like the wintertime. And you know what's ours, yeah, gotta get it. To the ultimate champion, gotta bow down. And the homie acts like I ain't from Cowtown. Ohio State Buckeye, it's clear now. I'm here now, so just get it in your ear now.
Didn't break, didn't bow, bitch. You thought that
groundwork's done. Falling on jaw just for the fun. And we got favor, haters can get none. And we won't stop now, we've only just begun. Real, ask how I feel. The flow is on ill, so yeah, I'm on chill. They try too hard, I'm not like them. My father is the champ and I'm just like him. Yeah, why would we quit now?
Keep winning.
Sin tried to hold us down, but we
keep winning.
We ain't got time for sinning, we
keep winning.
And as long as we keep living, we
keep winning.
Hey, why should we quit now?
Keep winning.
Sin tried to hold us down, but we
keep winning.
We ain't got time for sinning, we
keep winning.
Awesome, man. That was the Sister Bink. Song was featuring Talia Hollingsworth. Song is called Champion Remix. Y'all, man, she actually sent the song in right after the interview last week, or this past Sunday, as we got it in with Rick D. Man, go check that out. He had a lot of good stuff to say about, man, his last and first album that he's about to put out, and just why that whole situation was like that, man. But we chilling with Dave Lee. And, man, this is the time when we like to talk about, you know what I'm saying, you as a minister. And we, for people that's, you know, just joining us, we also talk in the live stream. This was a question that came up. They wanted to know, what made you choose Christian rap?
Right. Well, Christian rap, I ended up, like I said, I started off producing first, and I did that for maybe a couple of years, and then I ended up writing, and it was just for fun. It wasn't nothing, you know, crazy. Yeah. Like bang bang shoot 'em up 50 Cent, you know, I'm sleeping over here, over there type stuff. But it was just secular, not sinful. But at that time, you know, I'm very simple with it. Okay, God gave me a talent. What team am I using it for? Am I using it for the other team, or am I using it for him? And it was a real simple transition to where, okay, I need to be using this for God. It definitely took some time and trying to figure out, okay, how do I do that? Because at the time, I wasn't really up on the Christian hip-hop scene, and until I was introduced or went to a concert where I saw a guy named Israel the Warrior. Probably a lot of people don't even know who that is, but he's a Christian rapper from Portsmouth, Virginia. I'm not even sure what he's doing now, but he introduced me to the whole Christian rap thing. And from there, it was like, okay, man, this could be cool. So I ended up writing for Christ.
Right. And let me ask you this, since you did say you kind of did do music before you were saved. Let me ask you this. What was the transition like? Was it just like, man, I'm just going to start writing, you know what I'm saying, for the king, you know what I'm saying? And as you said, you weren't doing no, like, vulgar music, but how was that, you know what I'm saying, with you?
Well, actually, the same time I really made Christianity my own was the same time I started producing. So it's kind of simultaneous to where, okay, I was introduced to and saw music as something I was very interested in the same time as I came to faith in Christ, seriously. So it kind of wasn't a big, transition, but it was definitely a growth of, okay, at that time, Christian hip-hop wasn't that big, and I didn't know, okay, I'm making hip-hop beats, okay, how do I use this for the Lord?
Yeah.
So it was really a thing of, I think the only rap that I heard to that point was in a commission song.
And
that wasn't too rappy, you know what I mean? That wasn't real hip hop. It was kind of like, okay, a gospel song with somebody talking fast.
Hallelujah.
No diss. But But at the time, it really wasn't very stylistically hip-hop. So it was really, I mean, it was definitely a transition, maybe 3 or 4 years, and again, until I saw Israel the Warrior, where he was really, this is hip-hop, but I'm speaking about Christ in it. Until then, it was a thing of, okay. But once I got it, it was real easy to, all right, click over. It's just changing what I'm talking about and what my life is about. And that comes real easy.
Yeah.
And even as you can probably tell in my music, you know what I mean, it is not real to me, or, you know, if this isn't me, I don't talk about it. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if this is me, which at that time, Christianity, that was me. Rap music, that was me. Okay, let's put it in music. It was pretty easy for me. It wasn't a big struggle.
Dope, man. And that's what it is all about, man. The music. You said you're involved in music as well as producing and designing websites. I mean, this is all part of your ministry. Let me ask you this, man. Which one do you really like doing the most, and why?
I like producing music the most, man. And I like that because it's really a behind-the-scenes type position. And again, I'm for the most part, I'm really low-key. I'd rather chill. Out front isn't my most comfortable spot. So producing is behind the scenes, is very creative. I'm a creative person. And so that's definitely where I would love to sit full time.
Right. You got a question, brother?
Yeah, so Daily, since you say that you like being behind the scenes, how is it for you to get out in front of people and minister?
It's a get on my knee, pray to the Lord before I do any of that type of situation. That's not my most comfortable position, but I felt that the Lord was leading me to go in that direction. He gave me something to say. He gave me a testimony. And he's really, and I've been doing this for 6 years strong now. He's really used it to bring out a lot of his character in me. So anything that does that is like, okay, Lord, this is you. You know what I mean? So I need to continue.
Mm. So let me ask you this. Since you said, you know what I'm saying, that you are kind of, you like to be behind the scenes, as DJ Kingdom said just as well. So what is it like when you go on stage, man? Are you nervous? Are you one of them cats that's like, man, you know, I need some ginger ale like R. Swift, or, you know what I'm saying? How does that go with you?
Can I get an amen?
Ginger ale. Again, before I go on the stage, man, I'm real somber, and I'm doing a lot of prayer.
Yeah.
Speaking to the Lord for, okay, Lord, where do you want me to play in your plan tonight? I know you're going to do your thing. Just allow me to, again, be that reflection and that they see you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a thing of release and allowing him to do what he wants to do. But once I get out there, I wouldn't say that jitters, and there's a little bit of nervousness. But after I get in the groove and really get to the place where, okay, I'm really worshiping, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm really touching what I'm saying rather than it just being a performance, and it's really something that I'm really speaking to the Lord about, I mean, that pretty much disappears. And of course it helps when those who are in the audience or whatever can connect right. with what I'm saying, or the whole worship or performance.
Man, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to talk about the very first time that you got up and rocked the stage for Jesus. What was that like? You know what I'm saying? I know the first time that I did that, bro, my knees were shaking. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, I don't know if I could ever do this again. I stumbled on my verse, and I was like, oh, what was it like for you, man?
Man, I gotta really think, man. When was the first time that I got up? And honestly, I think it was actually when I came here to North Carolina. And I can't remember the specific instance, but I know probably for the first year, it was just, you knew that I didn't belong up there, you know what I mean? that I wasn't born to be on stage. It was the same thing, like, okay, the beat's all right, he's rhyming, but, you know, his whole delivery and, you know, stage presence is like, okay, all right, let's stay in here like he is, you know what I mean? So it was nowhere, but,
Man, that's what's up.
It wasn't a performance that you like, yo, you see Jay Lee? Nah, I want nothing like that.
Yeah. So check this out, man. This is what I want to ask you right now. We're going to hop into your song called Meditate. You know what I'm saying? From the homie Day Lee. You know what I'm saying? Let the people know a little bit about where you're going with this song as we begin to bring this in.
Meditate, man. That's one of my favorite songs off the warm-up. And it was really more of a, again, like the title, me meditating on where the Lord was taking me at that time, to where I just got married. The music and the ministry was really picking up. And I was just thankful for so many things that I was like, okay, let me sit back and meditate on the great things that the Lord is doing in my life. And I think, and I guess the message as a whole was not just specifically about me, but it's about Christians as a whole. Just like, okay, let's sit still for a second, get off Twitter, get off Facebook, just think about what the Lord has done for us and thank Him for that.
Yeah. So, let's check that out on Yada.King Radio, Day Lee, Meditate.
It's the end of 09, so fresh 2010. Last year blew by, and I was gone with the wind. A lot something happened in addition to the rap, and I got blessed with my wife. Let me say that twice. God bless me with my wife, and it's so, so nice. She's down for the team, and she's down to do life. Down to do it right, cause she's down with the Christ. Yeah, we might fight, drawn closer in spite. So beautiful, down to the cuticles. Wow, I can't compute like computers do. But here's one thing I do understand. I'm like Christ and she's like the church, friend. Amen. Yeah, 09 was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
2010's here.
Let's go.
So I just
meditate.
Yeah. Lord, I have my good days and my bad days, but I'm thankful you're always in control. Some days I'm up, some days I'm down. Long live the smile, forget my frown. Life's never flat, it comes back around. So good seed, growing up the feed. Circle of life, like the Lion King. You're not a Lion King, you are the truth. Your son's a proof, Jesus the Christ. I was sold to hell, but you paid the price. Now I live to tell, your love never fails. Still going strong, never growing frail. The world is so blind, but he's a braille. I reached out in faith, he removed the veil. Yeah, I was blind, but now I see.
So blind,
thanks to you. So now I meditate.
Off the shelf, shield on my arm, sword in my palm, gospel on my feet, time is short, ring the alarm. We sleeping giants, while the world riots, system got us hushed like a shotgun silence.
label defiant. If I pray in school, man, I wrote with Christ, so I break the rules. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Stand up for Christ.
Stand strong.
Even when the world says sit down. That's why I
meditate.
When I pray, cast them out by faith. He make me Ella, 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 V-A. Hey man, I'm silly man, but really though I'm illy man. A million demons tried to kill me, God help me then. Hey, so God make me better. So when problems come my way, you know I'm ready for whatever. You see, I'm ready for whatever, ever. With that Bible on my side, you know we never play. With that Bible on my side, demons gone running high. And you know I stay stronger, cause Jesus gon' provide. And the beat is so hot like brimstone and firemen. And demons, he eat them up like Flintstone vitamins. And I am in God's presence, smarter than the college kid. Acknowledge it, I'm ready for whatever, godly proud of
Jesus. God's where I walk, so Jesus on my feet and Jesus in my heart, so him when I speak, we make the ground say. Everywhere we go, and you know we ain't scared, cause you already know.
Then we ready for whatever, ready for whatever. Said we ready for whatever, yeah we ready, we ready. I said we ready for whatever, ready for whatever. Said we ready for whatever, yeah we ready, we ready.
Now demons, no matter what you do, never catch me off guard, cause I'm ready for whatever that may come up at your crew, yes. And if you're looking at your boy, then I know that you can tell and see for yourself I'm blessed, yes, yes, yes. Everybody wanna be the one to get the blessing, but nobody wanna be the one that's on the seat. So I'm about to be the one to go ahead and see me show you what you need, Some say that I rap too fast,
no I don't.
I even heard somebody say you took your time till you spent that cash.
No, I won't.
No, no, never. They just mad cause my flow way better. The blessings that you ready, so I grab my umbrella. I'm ready whenever, whatever. Whoever wanna praise, I'm a praise forever. Let's praise them together, however you know my praise and all. It don't matter where I'm at, just know that I'm gon' thank him for all and everything that he has done for me. I was blind, but now I see. From the crucifixion to the resurrection by the blood, that's what has set me free.
Got the helmet of salvation so that there is none better. Breastplate of righteousness, I'm ready for whatever. I'm ready for whatever. My God reigns forever. And if you don't believe me, this is what I tell him.
Jesus, God's where I walk, so Jesus on my feet and Jesus in my heart, so him when I speak, we make the ground say. Everywhere we go, and you know we ain't scared, cause you already know.
Then we ready for whatever, ready for whatever. Said we ready for whatever, yeah we ready, we ready. I said we ready for whatever, ready for whatever. Said we ready for whatever, yeah we ready,
let's
we ready.
Now lift his name up, hey lift his name up, hey lift his name up. Hey if you ready, you ready. Now lift his name up, hey lift his name up. Now lift his name up. Now if you ready, you ready. Now is you ready for whatever?
Yeah, I'm ready for whatever,
hey,
man.
Is you ready for whatever?
You know I'm ready for whatever.
Now if you ready for whatever, wave your hands side to side. Now if you ready for whatever, put your hands up high.
Jesus, God's where I walk, so Jesus on my feet and Jesus in my heart. So here when I speak, we make the ground say, everywhere we go, and you know we ain't scared, cause you already know
that we ready for whatever. Ready for whatever, said we ready for whatever. Yeah, we ready, we ready. I said we ready for whatever. Ready for whatever, said we ready for whatever. Yeah, we ready, we ready.
Are you ready for your breakthrough?
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up, boy?
What? Christian hip-hop has emerged.
Define what is hip-hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunitaSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you SunitaSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. For the life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
This video's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo,
turn it up,
Jesus.
Gio.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming online at
westcoastfire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
That's what it is, man, and that's the homies. Only One Way, Ready for Whatever. They were also on the show. Go check that interview out. Some young cats on fire for the Lord, man. And I love seeing young men on fire for the Lord. And Daily ain't too old himself, man. He's still, you know what I'm saying, under the age barrier. You know what I'm saying? So look, Daily, check it out, bro. We was chopping it up. I actually read on thesouth.com your story about you stepping out on faith. So today's topic is being led by faith, and I want you to just share the whole situation that happened at the beginning of this year that kind of, you know what I'm saying, led you to step out on faith.
Alright, long story, bro.
You good?
Okay, so actually I have to take it back maybe a couple years, if I take it back. In short, I've been working at my previous job for 7 years as a web designer and part-time doing the music production and the artistry and the ministry on the side. But 2 years ago, it started to become obvious that the Lord was ready to make a move. I wasn't totally sure what it was going to be or when it was going to actually happen, but I felt the tap on my shoulder like, okay, David, get ready. Daylee, get ready. So at that time, I started to really seek the Lord and make plans for whatever he had coming down the pike as far as ministry-wise. But fast forward to 3 months ago, I had to sit down with the boss, and he let me know that basically we were making transition as far as our department. I'm a web designer, you know, I'm all about the creativity and the design of things.
Yeah.
And the department was making it more of a transition into being developers, to where, you know, it's all back-end coding stuff, you know what I mean? And which I know some of that, but my heart is definitely not there.
Yeah.
And at that time, 2010 was just a whole year focused on being faithful. What the Lord has given me, you know what I mean, where he has me. And at that time with the direction, you know, I wasn't trying to be like, okay, y'all heading in a different direction, I quit, you know what I mean? But in my head and in my heart, it was definitely a thing of, okay, Lord, I want to be faithful with your time. Mm-hmm. You know, do I try to make it work? Do I, you know, step my game up in development to, you know, keep a job a little bit longer? What do I do? But in the end, it was a thing of, okay, I see the direction y'all coming. And, I mean, it wasn't a horrible, you know, you're fired, David type thing, or daily you're fired. It was really, it was good on both ends to where they understood and I understood where they were going. So it was a thing of, okay, really, right now, yeah, I'm going to have to transition out because I feel the Lord has given me this music and this story to tell through my music for a reason, and the web design, the Lord gave it to me, gave me a job, has been providing for years through it, but I don't believe that's where he wants me, you know, and he doesn't want me to invest much more time into that, so he's really thinking, okay, Lord, I see where you're going. I'm willing to follow. I'm not sure what it's going to look like, but all right, let's go. So the end of December before Christmas break, that was my last day at a full-time job. And I stepped into full-time music ministry and man in my web design business. So it was definitely... I mean, I could take an hour talking about, you know, the back and forth, seeking godly counsel from my pastors to family about it, just trying to make a wise decision because, again, you know, this is my first year of marriage, you know. This isn't the type of stuff you plan on doing in your first year of marriage. If anything, you want to be as secure as possible. So it was definitely a thing of, okay, man, wow, what do I do, you know what I mean? And I guess it was never a thing in my mind to where I lacked faith in what God could do, because yes, he was providing through that job, but God was providing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So whether it was through that job or whether it's through, you know, the music, whether it's through my own web design business,
yeah,
God is still the same. He's still the one that's going to be providing through whatever means, you know what I mean? So
right.
It wasn't the lack of faith. But it's really a thing of, you know, I know he wants us to be wise in our decisions. He wants us to use, you know, the wisdom he's given us, and even the wisdom of those around us. So the thing of, okay, Lord, I want to, again, be faithful to the people you place me around. Let me seek my pastor. Let me seek, you know, wise counsel and make the, if this is a step you want me to make, okay, let me figure out how to make that.
Yeah.
Transition in a wise manner, you know what I mean? So it was a lot of talking, man, but thanks to my wife, big support, man. It was definitely a battle initially we're both of us to where, you know, that's a big transition. I mean, I'm definitely not trying to downplay it in any way, but it's a big transition.
Yeah.
But she was very supportive, and the Lord really put both of us at peace, man. End of December, that was it. I packed up.
Man.
I walked 3 miles. So I headed to the crib, man. That was the end of that chapter and the beginning of the new chapter, man, which I believe is, you know, again, a stretch in time which only creates opportunity for you to grow.
Yeah. Man, no, that's awesome. Now, I actually, one of my guys, Fulfiller, the dude that did all the graphics, he had actually said, you had prayed about it, and God gave you a scripture, man. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to talk about this, how important it is to not only hear something from God, but also hear a scripture that is in connection with that. Let them know a little bit about that scripture. And how that gave you the assurance to go out and do this full time.
And you're talking about scripture about faith, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, bro, I mean, ultimately, again, like I said, man, this was a big transition, and it wasn't a thing to where I lacked faith, but again, man, I want to make it more real rather than just regurgitating the scripture, even though I know scripture is very powerful.
Right.
But Philippians 1:6, man. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to the completion to the day of Christ Jesus. We've heard that many times.
Right.
You know, especially the church folks who grew up in a church, you know what I mean? And we regurgitate this over and over again, but it's a different thing to say it and actually live it, you know what I mean? Where right now is actually, God is presenting me with the opportunity, presenting my wife with the opportunity to really live this out to where, okay, God has presented the opportunity, he's given us the tools, okay, we believe him to carry out what that he will, and to give us this great future that he promises us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we believe that, and again, man, it's a journey, man, just like, I mean, this whole, my new website is all about the journey of 2011. I can't speak about the entire year right now because it hasn't happened.
I
can only trust in what God says he will do, and see how it all unfolds, man. And I guess even another thing I want to say is I definitely don't want my site and even my music that's going to be coming forth in 2011 to come off as if I'm self-centered.
Right.
And it's all about me and what's going on in my life. And, you know, it's definitely not a thing to where I'm focusing on me. It's a thing of, okay, what is the Lord doing in me? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where, and as far as the whole, I feel like testimonies have become so downplayed because some feel as if they're too self-focused.
Yeah.
God gives us that and allows us to go through things for a reason, and that is for us to share our testimony, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, again, the word is powerful, but a testimony, you know what I mean? The reality of that word in somebody's life is that powerful also, you know what I mean? So that's really what the purpose of my music this year and my site this year and blogging about it is not all about what is Daily doing, who is he working with, what music is he making. It's all about, okay, what is the Lord doing through what he's given me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, reflecting who he is, yeah, through what he's given me.
Man,
so
that's awesome, man. You got a song that you just sent for me today called Remnants 2010, and man, we want the people to hear this song out, man, and so they can kind of see what you went through and see how God is being glorified with your music, man. And we're gonna hop into that right now here on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it in.
Yeah. Man, it's like blinking, it's gone. So I try not to blink as I'm writing this song. 2010, what a year, man, it's first gonna be long. Too much to talk about, I praise God, I'm not gone. But back to the start, being faithful is my part. First gig of the year, God ingrains it on my heart. And Forest Hill Advance, just me and Chris, man, doing what we do, but that changed my stance. From that day forth, I asked myself, am I using what I got, or was it sitting on a shelf? And that right there was the spark of the band. You need to look around there in my circle of friends, from G to Chris, Aj, and Will. We fit like a puzzle and the release was ill. Can't forget about Dez, Roo, Chad, and Terrell. Plus the harmonites on the brass to bring the class.
So classy.
That's right, Keenan, Billy, DJT, Van, I love y'all, man. Praise God for y'all.
2010,
you know it had to come with the warm-up. Daily Teddy P. Yes, sir. Good looking out, Teddy. So early May, the streets felt the warm-up. Release concert, plus both my people showed up.
Wow.
Yeah, that kinda made my heart smile. Saw God at work, training, trying, saw no clouds. Big step for me, man, the things that you see. When God opens doors that no man can conceive. Things improve with pops who man respected. But the boat rocks and find ourselves dissected. That's the stuff that breaks hearts. But I gotta thank God through grace for new starts. Or at least that's my hope, but if not the case, praise God for spiritual fathers who helped me cope.
Amen.
And moms, I know you got me. You're still beautiful, there is no copy. You need baby till I die, open mouths and sloppy. Proud to see you walk that stage, go ahead cum laude. Yeah, you want smart mama,
that's what it is.
Go ahead and get that edumacation. Yeah,
I reminisce.
My rib, my good
you.
Thing.
Baby girl,
we made it, girl. Baby girl, we made it a year. All praise due to God, let me
all
make that clear. I'm blessed to be a man, but also your friend. May ride each other nerves, but committed to the end. I love you for that, plus support that you give. While I pour into others, a disciple I live. Ever since wow. Transformation with a rollout crew. Pastor D, you a trip, best potluck goes to you. League we go in, remain just his. This world can't contend with kingdom kids. Jehovah Jireh production, yes, pure sir. Solution. Companies in full function, God got me deucing.
LLC.
All in perfect time, cause who could've knew? Unemployment line just to be refused. Now I step out of faith, man, full-time music. God set the pace, now it's time to use it.
So let's go.
That's right. I guess I gotta go full-time now. Don't nothing happen that the Lord don't orchestrate.
He got me.
I mean, it's hard out there, but God provided for me then. He ain't gonna stop now. So let's go.
2011, we coming.
You know I gotta say something. The beginning and the end. What's the difference between the two? I mean, I'm still trying to figure it out. I know one thing. I'm just getting started. You know all that stuff that happened in the past? I ain't even thinking about that. It's about right now, and it's about moving forward. Check, check, yo. Dear God, I wonder, can you save me? The more it makes sense, the more they claim that I'm crazy. I had to be for them to see me this calm. All reality, no TV sitcom. My pure will got me stolen for grace. Eyes closed, salty tears, all I could taste. All on my knees, fall on my face. They say put God first and everything else will fall into place. So I've heard, wise words got me thinking. Gotta give it time to let it sink in. I sound confused, I know. For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? For the longest I was riding high cruise control. In my own mind, making up the rules as I go. I swear it's not just my imagination. I heard a voice guiding me, navigation. Is it the road I chose, or should I check the steering? Took a couple wrong turns, selective hearing. Is it fact or just my premonition? I see what's going on now, high definition. Nothing but lies I was living at. Wasted like LASIK. It took me time to get my vision back. Learn to recognize the fakes and the true snakes. So-called friends, you know the two-faced. All in my grill like a toothache. Still you never find me under pressure like the last drop of toothpaste. My mission has never been more clear. The truth has never been more near. But I know I can't do it on my own. So I pray you give me strength when I lift the microphone. All I hear is, Jen, what happened to the old you? See, I could explain, but I would rather show you. Word, check it out, y'all. Cause actions speak louder than words. So it don't matter how I mix the nouns with the verbs. New fans are glad God anointed my style. Old fans wanna know what will I rap about now. Switch it up, yo, I gots to do it. The word is, Jen's putting out gospel music. See, I prefer to call it change your life music. All in hopes that one day you might use it. Whatever they choose to label it, so be it. I proceed it, all I know is I so need it. I'm certain that I can't rap forever. Before the curtain call, I gotta get my act together. No surprise, the wool over my eyes has been lifted. My entire perspective has been shifted. I can't call it, you can call it how you feel. Call it change, call it growth, as long as you call it real. I am no quitter, my journey's just begun. You are all welcome to follow, no Twitter. I know plenty folks that wanna touch the gates of heaven. Never been to church cause they can't relate to reverence.
Ain't no sense in me preaching to the choir. Even with scorched arms, I'll be reaching through the fire. I stand firm, the enemy don't faze me. No need to wonder, only God can save me.
Yo, that song right there was Jen. The song is called Angels. Man, I had to bring that back in, man. I'm really enjoying that song. And man, we getting it in with Day Lee, man. And he's talking about the day journey, the daily journey that he's going through, man, as he's stepped out on faith. And he wants you guys to feel free to see how he's doing and see what he's doing as he goes through and blogs it on his website, day-lee.com. Man, go check that out. Man, we want you guys to check that out, man. And just keep him in prayer as he stepped out on faith, man. I know it's not going to be an easy thing. But, man, Day Lee, this is what we want you to do, man. Tell the people, you know, how they can get in contact with you. You know, where you at in the, you know what I'm saying, Facebook, Twitter land, all that. Let them know what's good.
Okay. Well, the best way or central place will be my website, of course. That's dae-le.com. But on Facebook, it's facebook.com/day-dash-lee. That's facebook.com/day-lee, which you got to spell out dash. And on Twitter, it's twitter.com/daily. I'm even on MySpace. Yep, I'm still up there. MySpace.com/daily. So you can check that out also.
Dope, man. So that's all the places that he is at. You know what I'm saying? And let me ask you this real quick, man. This is what we like to ask before you get off. Is there any last words that you have that you want to leave with the people today?
Last words. I would have to say, on the topic of everything we just talked about, my last words will be, man, you gotta, even though it's not as easy as said, it's life is a journey, and when you're trusting the creator of it all, mm-hmm. That's your best position right there, to trust him.
Yeah.
We may not know what tomorrow holds. We may not know how it's going to work out. But if we're trusting the one who's in control, we should be able to rest. And we should be able to rest in knowing that he will carry out. And he has a great plan for us, mm-hmm. As believers. So, I mean, I would just say, man, stick in there. Hang on. It's a journey. Tomorrow won't be like today. Continue to trust.
Man, that's real good stuff, man. And we're gonna pray for you before we get off, man. We just gonna pray, DJ Kenneth 7, you feel blessed to pray for my man right now?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we shared with Day Lee.
Yes, God.
Lord, guide him, keep him covered as he make this faith walk, Lord.
Yes.
Him and his family, Lord. Strengthen them and keep them this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Man, hey, appreciate it, bro.
Man, we appreciate you getting it in with us, man. And we pray that you have a great night. And that, man, we looking for some exciting things to come, man, in 2011 from the man, Day Lee.
Be looking out for you, baby boy.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it, man. I definitely stay connected with you guys, man. I appreciate the love, man.
All right, man. Out. God bless you, bro.
All right, God bless y'all.
Right. Yeah, y'all, you know how we do it. We just got it in with the homie Day Lee, shared his testimony, how he's just stepped out on faith, man. And I think that's a great journey, man. I want people to understand the importance of being led by the Spirit of God. And if you can be led by the Spirit of God with the little things, he'll the Word of God says, with the little things, if you're faithful, he will make room for even bigger things, man. And it's a big thing right now for my man to step out on faith. And he's not going to tell you that he has all the answers. And as we talked about at the Stir Up the Gift conference, you know, we don't always have all the answers.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? When you're walking by faith, if you had all the answers, that means you're not walking by faith. Right. You know what I'm saying? That means you're walking in, you know what I'm saying, what you know and what you're doing. So, you know what I'm saying? That's really what you got to look at. You know what I'm saying? I think that was my man DJ Kingdom 7's phone going off, man. But nah, man, DJ Kingdom 7, talk about faith. You know what I'm saying? What we're going to do is we're going to talk about that, man. Just tell the people a little bit about, you know what I'm saying, you you had a radio show yourself that yeah. you were doing, man, and you wanted to join on with the team, man, and I appreciate that. You know, we was talking, and I was going to ask him, and then the next day he called me. He was like, yo, let me get on. So tell him a little bit about, you know, what you did as far as interviewing and even spinning music.
Oh, man, well... when I got here, well, it started in Iraq. I got in contact with a program director at KLAY, 1180 AM down in Tacoma. And he was prime military himself.
Yeah.
So he said, hey, when you get back from Iraq, man, come see me. So I made that journey, went to see him, and I got on the radio station. I was on there Sundays at 9:30.
Yeah.
And what I basically did was I played... Christian music, all genres, from gospel, house gospel, R&P, hip-hop, or holy hip-hop, however you want to say it. And then I got it in with certain people, Dr. Will Mullen was one of the ones that I was really blessed about. The brother came in and he gave us some golden nuggets on just destiny and legacy. And then I got it in with Willie Will. That was a blessing from another brother from the East Coast. And just collabing with other people, businesses, and Christian businesses.
Yeah.
And how we as the kingdom is trying to advance the kingdom, not just in music, but in other areas of ministry. That's basically what I did. And then so based on me and Don Kajan got to chopping it up, and I was giving the vision. And it was kind of good that we kind of had the same vision, but we're just on the same tree, different branch.
Yeah.
But I said, hey, if I sow into your ministry, you know, since we kind of got the same vision, let's go for it. Let's expand and take you out of the kingdom to places that it hasn't been before. And you know, since I've been overseas, man, I've been talking about, hey, let's take it global.
Yeah.
What's going to stop? Can't nothing stop as long as we got God.
That's right, man. So you see how he's getting on, man. He's out here going to continue to push. You know what I'm saying, and get us to do more things, man, branch out. We're going to have some more artists,
yeah.
Different genres.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, as he called it. We're going to get them in. We're going to talk with, man, who we got coming up in the next couple of Thursdays?
No, we got the group Armageddon. That's another group from
the VA.
From the seven cities,
two,
man.
Two up, two down.
Two up, two down. I got you. We also getting it in. Well, I can't think of the next person we're getting it in with. But I do know we got Armageddon. And y'all just stay tuned to the podcast and to the live stream. And y'all truly be blessed.
That's what's up, man. Look, check it out. We got this song by Carmen. The song is called Back to Love, man. She sounds a lot like Mary Mary, man. I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to let you guys check this out in the live stream. Somebody was like, yo, how come you don't play no music for us? Well, I'm going to let you hear this. This is Yada That King Radio. Let's get it in.
I'm running wild, holding on to the rope that's holding me.
And
my world's so crowded now, I don't even make the time to pray. No wonder why I'm feeling down.
So my flesh is in the lead, and my spirit is weakening, distracted by all these things. And good they seem, but still I need you, grabbing hold to what's left of you.
Destroying me, set me free, 'cause I can't do it, and my heart.
I'm covered in the blood, redeemed by faith. Ephesians 2:8, yeah, I'm saved by grace. I'm blood bought, blood bought, I'm blood bought, blood bought, yeah, I'm blood bought. Yeah. I'm covered in the blood, redeemed by faith. Ephesians 2:8, yeah, I'm saved by grace. I'm blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, yeah, I'm blood bought.
Blessed be God the Father and the Son of Christ, the one that walked the face of the earth without a vice, the one that crucified his flesh so it wouldn't entice, and through the power of his blood rebuked the poltergeist. The sweetest taste of his grace put my soul on ice. You see, this faith is just a trace, but it's oh so right, oh so tight by inspiration when I hold this mic. Children of wrath in the darkness that reject his light, his precious spirit filled my inner man up with might. I ride strapped with holy scriptures to protect my life. Fully loaded magazines, evil teams we fight. Gospel marines on the scene in the ravines of life. The beaten schemes, watch me scream for the latrine tonight. The ancient king, head of all things, he brings me sour. Now, never brag nor boast. Jesus Christ, the lordship of my life, he's the most.
I'm covered in the blood, redeemed by faith. Ephesians 2:8, yeah, I'm saved by grace. I'm blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, I'm blood bought, blood bought, yeah, I'm blood bought. Yeah, I'm covered in the blood, redeemed by faith. Ephesians 2:8, yeah, I'm saved by grace. I'm blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, yeah, I'm blood bought. Yeah,
access by faith in grace we stand. Rejoice in the hope of the glory that's in his hands. Reconcile to the Father, the ungodly man. Now turn your face from the wicked and he will heal your land. I pray you don't place faith in Obama's administration. Jesus Christ paid the price, the ransom and reparation. Raised up and went back, he's making our reservation. And if you work for the enemy, send him your resignation. There's nothing that I can do, neither works nor merit. A free gift to kingdom that we inherit. A free gift to all peoples, man, killers and sheriffs. His blood is the currency, no taxes in turn. His spirit's pouring out love, cousin, everywhere. The Lord loves a cheerful giver, so it's best we share. Eliminate the path straight to escape this earth. In Zion's the holy city, Jesus Christ is the mayor.
I'm covered in the blood, redeemed by faith. Ephesians 2:8, yeah, I'm saved by grace. I'm blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, yeah, I'm blood bought. Yeah, I'm covered in the blood, redeemed by faith. Yeah, I'm saved by grace. I'm blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, blood bought, yeah, blood bought.
Man, the Bible said that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm sitting there asking myself, do I know anybody that would die for me?
I would like to invite you to come and join us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way. This is Don Christian.
And this is Frog from Yada Da King Radio. You can catch us Monday through Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
with special guests in the kingdom business.
Playing your favorite artist's music.
With topics addressing the issues of life.
That's right.
So if you want more info, go to crunkforchristradio.com.
Yada Da Radio.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy Frog, and you are listening right now to Yada Da King on Unity.com.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Come check us out every Saturday.
Every Saturday
at 6 p.m. Your boys down in Las Vegas shining our lights
at unity.com. That's spelled www.uine-t.com.
Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby. Shout out to DJ DBE.
And if you don't know, I got it, a king. It's Don Christian.
Once again, this is your boy from Ribbit.
That's right. Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now
on Unity.com.
And that's what's up, man. That was the homie Conviction. The song is called, you know what I'm saying, blood bought. And we blood bought, blood bought, we blood bought. That's right. And that's how we do it, man. We make sure that our walk is complete in Christ, man. We don't want to be outside of that. And man, we're going to talk about being led by faith, man. And since DJ Kingdom 7 is getting it in with your boy, I'm going to have you share a little bit about being led by faith, what that looks like in your life. You know what I'm saying? You might not be doing music and things like that full time, but even when you have a job, we can still be led by faith. How can you be led by faith with what you're doing?
Well, wow. Being led by faith, man, for me, sometimes, yeah, it's hard, because when you're led by faith, you're not doing it. Mm. And so in anything, if you say, okay, Lord, I give everything to you, you have no control over it.
Mm-hmm. Can I keep it real?
And so when you don't have no control over it, you feel sometimes like lost or empty. It's like, wow, I want to do something.
Yeah.
But as long as you have that type of feeling, you know, it's like that's where God wants you at. So you really depending on Him, you know. And as for me, you know, I'm going to Korea in maybe about 3-4 months, man. And I just got back from Iraq.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, Lord, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, it's being away from family and all the things that you go through being a military family, always separated from your spouse and your children. Mm. And you kind of say, okay, Lord, you know I don't want this.
Yeah.
But hey, what's the reason? I always know it's a reason, and it's a season for everything. Mm-hmm. But when you're going through it, faith is that walk can be hard. But as long as we know that we got Christ, man, I feel that we'll be okay.
Yeah. And I think just having a connection with God is kind of really what makes the difference.
Yeah.
Without the connection, it causes you to, you know, one, you're looking at everything that people in the natural look at. Mm-hmm. You know, you're looking at the first thing people think about when they are led by faith. Let's say if their job is cut off from them, man, where am I going to get my money
right,
from?
That's
the natural thing, right?
Yeah, true.
Man, I got family. I got mouths to feed. I got bills to pay. How am I going to get my money? You know what I'm saying? Like, and what's crazy, that was before I stepped out on faith doing the music and the radio show, and I'm also assistant pastor at my church. Before I stepped out, that was the biggest thing that hindered me from doing that. You know what I'm saying? And me and my brother Chamian and my guy Fulfiller, we were talking and we were like, what's the one thing that's holding you back? And we were like, finances, man. We want to make sure that finances are not going to hinder us from doing the will of God. And in saying that, we talked about it and we was like, okay, we're going to pray about it. And when God gives us the word, we're going to go. You know, and we prayed about this. Me and Jamie, and we would call each other every day while we were at our jobs in the morning, because we both drove trucks, which was cool. So we would pray and we would call each other up and just pray, man, and just pray. Say, God, man, if this is your will, you know, we really don't want to be at these jobs too much longer.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? What we're going to do is we're going to pray. So we would pray consistently for 2 years. We prayed. And, One day God gave me a word. He said, conquer your fears. Mm. And I was like, whoa, you know what I'm saying?
That's
what does
good.
That mean? And then I was like, man, let me look at some of the things that I fear. Okay, I fear losing, you know what I'm saying, the income. I said, money is the biggest thing I fear. I know that I'm not going to be, as far as with the music, I know I can do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But everything else was just like, man, the finances. So that when God gave me that word, what I did, I immediately sent that out to everybody in my phone. Conquer your fears. You know what I'm saying? What's funny is one of the homies, he was getting a tattoo, right? And he didn't know what he's going to get. So the next time I see him on his bicep, he had conquer your fears. And he was like, man, you gave me that. And I was like, man, I didn't tell you to tat it on yourself. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, it really spoke to him as well.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people were like, man, you know, did you just send this to me? Because this is really speaking to me right now. And I was like, man, that's just God. He shared this word with me. And not only that, as we were praying, what God did, he just began to speak to us. Now, once he told us to go, we had a dude like, you know what I'm saying, the dude in the Bible, Gideon, with the carpet, right?
Right.
He was like, God, if this is you,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, make do all around the carpet, but not on the carpet.
Yeah.
All right, so God did that a couple times for us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we didn't ask for the same thing, you know, but, you know, then we asked again, okay, God, confirm this to us. And as I my guy Che got a different job, so he was around different people, and I was still driving the truck. Now, while I was driving, God would speak to me. You know, he would be like, man, this is why I want you to do this, because there's some kids that are out here that you're gonna start this. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, wow, okay. You know, and I'm just praying, and he started giving me scriptures. You know what I'm saying? Jeremiah 29:11. These are the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And, you know, I was like, man, if I do this for God, is he gonna just drop me? You know what I'm saying? Like, really, what's good? And he kept bringing that verse to me. And then I knew it was time. And it's crazy. God spoke to me differently than he did with Chamian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he spoke just scriptures as he was praying. But this is the crazy thing. We was like, God, we would pray still over the phone while he was driving to work. And he would be like, man, let's pray today that God gives me a confirmation. Check this out, man. My guy got a call from a lady that he worked out that moved to Oklahoma City, man.
Wow. Okay.
She said, God put it on my heart to give you a call today.
Wow.
And said, whatever you're about to do, that you know what I'm saying, that God is with it. He wants you to know that he is with you. So she just starts speaking to him, right? So I'm driving. He called me during the day. He was like, you're not going to believe what just happened. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, man, this lady just out the blue just called me. And, you know what I'm saying, she just started speaking into me and prophesying, you know. And I was like, whoa. I was like, so you know what we need to do? So then we just prayed about it and said, okay, God, when do you want us to do this? Because it's not just something that we're just going to be like, let's jump in.
Yeah.
So we said, okay, we're going to do it June 1st. I think that was June 1st of 2009. And that was the first day that we stepped out there full time. I still been doing it since then. Che had actually prayed about it. He went back to a job for a while. Their fulfiller got on, you know what I'm saying, yeah, the duty. So we still are doing this, man, and walking by faith and being led by God is a beautiful thing, man, because I could definitely look at some of the things that we've done and say that if it hadn't been for God, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do this. And if I had a job, I wouldn't be able to minister, yeah, to some people like I've been doing. And, you know, there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. I'm not going to tell you being led by faith is going to be like, you know, you just walked into the promised land. I mean, you got to look at the story of Abraham, you know, yeah, what I'm saying? Abraham was led by faith for years.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff he didn't have.
Yeah.
But even along the way, he had a lot. God gave him, when he left Egypt, they was like, man, this guy got a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was so much that him and Lot had to split up.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, there was more that God has for you. And I'm going to say this to everybody listening. If you want the most for your life, you got to learn how to be led by faith. When you're led by faith, God will impart different things into you, man. Because that's when you're led by faith, that's all you have. It's like you holding on to a rope that you don't even know where the rope's going. But you're like, God, this is your word. I'm holding on to your word. I'm going to be anchored on that. And that's really what's good, man. So you know how we do it, man. It's your boy Don Christian.
And your boy DJ Kingdom 7.
That's right. And you know what we do? We yada.
I always King. Let's get it in. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.